Welcome to Chamber Talk with North Orange County Chamber of Commerce. My name is Andrew Gregson and our guest today is Rhonda Shader. It's great to have you here again, Rhonda. Thank you very much for coming today.
Yes, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Just a quick note, we attended your State of the City the other day and you did a phenomenal job. Congratulations and well done. That was really nice to see.
Thank you. I find it very easy to brag on my city.
You should. So Rhonda, you are one of two candidates running for the election of the California State Senate to represent District 34. You serve on the City Council of the City of Placentia, representing District 1, and have done since 2016. You're currently the Mayor of Placentia, and you also have your own insurance agency. You have been a Chamber member since February 2008, which is, you know, almost 14 years. And in 2012, you were actually the president of the Chamber of Commerce, which was Fullerton Chamber then. And today, obviously, it's North Orange County, and they changed the title to Chair of the Board. Mm-hmm. So just a little about that. That's some time ago. How was it being on the chair or sort of president of the chamber back in the day?
Well, it was an amazing honor, first of all. And there was a great board at the time. And that board and the year before and probably the year after were the catalyst boards for the change in the membership and the name.
Mm.
Because we really felt like we wanted to grow, be more inclusive, and create sustainability for the chamber going forward.
That was actually a big deal, wasn't it? It's nothing that you can take lightly.
It was a very big deal, yes.
So going now, moving forward a little bit, obviously you moved into being on the City Council. Again, not a very easy job. What's this sort of like your daily job entail?
Yeah, so being the mayor in the smaller cities, such as Fullerton, Placentia, Brea, Yorba Linda, you run for City Council, and then the mayor is appointed among the council. So it's a great honor among the council, and the councils are normally have a rotation because when you're mayor, you do have extra responsibilities. You're the point person for a lot of presentations, a lot of speeches, any complaints or issues at the city, so that there's some continuity. So even though the other council members would give input, the mayor would do the final communication. So there's a lot of extra responsibility when you're mayor, and depending on your level of engagement would depend on how many hours you put in. So there's times when it feels like a full-time job, and then there's other weeks when it's not as heavy. And of course, as you mentioned, my State of the City, I put in many, many hours on that. But that was my personal choice because I wanted to create a certain experience for the people that were going to come and celebrate my city with me.
What I noticed first starting as being the CEO of the chamber is that you don't seem to get much time off. And I can only imagine being mayor, you have to be on sort of 24/7, don't you?
You really are, but there is an amazing staff at our city that's available as well. So I don't feel the full burden. But the mayor does have to be available for direction. And certainly, if there was ever any crisis in your city, you would need to make yourself available for that, for sure.
And is that something when you start that position, or maybe when you start on city council, you're trained for certain or taught things about certain responses? Because obviously, that comes down to your emergency situations or things you have to do.
Yes, we're always in meetings and receiving additional training, and that's one of the reasons why we're a part of organizations such as Cal Cities or Association of Cities, and I actively participate and attend training sessions and information sessions from colleagues that may have experienced a crisis in their city that we haven't yet, so that I can learn from them. So it's a constant training because the world is always changing, mm-hmm. and different things come up so that you can at least have a base of information or some resources if something were to happen in your city.
You were highly instrumental in launching Placentia's fire department, and I believe there were many challenges. Could you share a little bit about the challenges and how you overcame them?
Yeah, sure. First of all, I would just like to share with the listeners that the purpose in changing the way the fire model was deployed and bringing the fire department into the city of Placentia was strictly a financial sustainability question, and it was and it has been answered through this. We had to make a lot of moves in Placentia to turn the city around financially, and some of those were very, very hard. This was one of them. Mostly the change was because as we explored creating our own fire department, there were opportunities to change the model, which was very difficult for current firemen and people in the city because change is difficult. But my confidence was increased in that when I learned that other counties deploy their fire and emergency medical response very similar to the way we do today. And then we were able to hire amazing firemen and fire leadership and bring along a company for our private paramedics that do our emergency medical response. And after 2 years, I'm happy to report, very, very happy to report, that it's working very well, that our response times have been lowered, that we continue to have cardiac saves and bring that portion of our public safety is still an excellent part, or it's being deployed in an excellent way for our people, which is the most important thing. I mean, that is the last thing an elected official wants to mess with. And so it was a very difficult decision, but it's one that has proven to be the right decision for a variety of reasons.
Well, that's fantastic, and congratulations, thank all you. Of you for that, because that would have been a lot of work. I can only imagine.
Extraordinarily.
So what sort of inspired you to run for California State Senate?
Well, originally the inspiration, I have always had in the back of my mind that if I really felt called and there was an opening, that I would be willing to step up. Similar to how I see my path to city council, I was active in the community as the chair of the chamber and a business owner, and that created a desire in me to serve more at the city council level. I live in Placentia, so you geographically, that's where you run. And then when the maps were changed recently because of the census, I ended up in a brand new Senate district that was created out of three prior Senate districts. Mm. So it created this new opening for North Orange County that had not been available in the past. And I looked at it and thought, you know what? I'm a local mayor. I've been in North Orange County as a leader for a really long time. I know the issues on the ground here, and I really feel like I could be a great voice for the people in this area. And so that's why I decided to throw my name in the hat. Wow. And I'm really grateful I did. I'm getting really great feedback from the community.
So I'm assuming you've been extremely busy canvassing as well and knocking on doors. What are people saying? What are you hearing?
Yes, absolutely. And it's one of the biggest joys of running for office, in my opinion, is knocking on the door of someone and meeting someone that you've never met before, of various party affiliations, various walks of life, various parts of the county, and being able to have a conversation with them about what is going on in their life and what is important to them as they vote this November. And not surprisingly, probably to any of us, the number one issue is homelessness. The people in North Orange County are fatigued. They're fatigued for a variety of reasons related to that. They're compassionate about the issue, but it's creeped into public safety issues and quality of life issues for a lot of people in North Orange County. And they would really like to see that issue, I say wrapped up. I don't know if it ever gets completely wrapped up, but it's still pretty severe in certain areas. And I have a great passion to work on that issue as well at the state level, because I think there's some things that have not been done yet that would kind of wrap that up and bring better solutions to some of our homeless, because of course each of them has their own circumstances and story. In addition to that, and sometimes sister to it is public safety. Mm-hmm. There's a rise in crime. A lot of it is property crimes, smash and grabs, people's cars being stolen. We have the Cadillac converter thefts, street racing. But those really disturb people mm-hmm. and their quality of life. And when you have homeless people that are on drugs or mentally ill right outside your home, that's really disturbing. And I'm hearing that from voters in Anaheim and Fullerton and La Habra, Santa Ana. It's across the board. And I also think that some of the laws that were taken away by the proposition, the punishments mm-hmm. to crimes were changed. I think there's some regrets about that in the public. And I think they would like to have them tightened up so that our police have more tools to resolve some of those issues when people call. The other issue is our public schools. Just because of the news and what's going on, our parents, they feel like they don't know what's really going on over there. Mm-hmm. And people are busy.
Yeah.
And so the inability to trust their local public school is unfortunate. And I would like to work on solving that issue somehow. I'm not criticizing anybody, but what I'm saying is people are scared, they're hearing things, and it sounds like there may be some things that they may or may not want their kids exposed to at school, and they have a right to know that.
Right.
And so I would like to work on that at the state level. I think those are the top three. Mm-hmm. So homelessness, and then of course I always have like theme days. It's very interesting. The cost of living.
Right.
Is really brutal on mm-hmm. people. And during my election, so I decided to run in March. If you just think about what's happened with the cost of gas right. during that time, it's been crazy.
Yes.
It's gone up, it's gone down, it's gone up, it's gone down, and now we're back up on the upswing.
Right.
And there's been, federal solutions tried or whatever. But, you know, when I have somebody open up their door and say, I feel like half my paycheck is going to gas now because I work in L.A., it's a problem, and their quality of life is suffering. And I really think there's some other solutions that could be coming out of Sacramento for that. And I'd like to be a voice for them. I think a lot of people feel like they're not being heard today.
There are quite a few issues there. And I know if you read about you yourself or your career, everything you've done for the community has always been about sort of really figuring out what the problem is and what issues lie. Sort of who would you want around the table to have that conversation to try and figure it all out? Because it's not really just a city or a county problem, is it? It's
right, because in Sacramento, the whole thing works very different because mm-hmm. you try to enact laws mm-hmm. to make change. And so for that, the most important thing is that you have the right people at the table so that you're getting all the information. So it's interesting you say that because as I'm running and meeting people, I'm already formulating in my mind what I call like my kitchen table. Mm-hmm. I already have several people mapped out that are experts, moms of whatever, mentally ill people mm-hmm. and have experienced mentally ill in the criminal justice system, in schools, at home, with the police, all of those things. And they've all have this variety of experience. And so you get those people around a table and you just say, where could we move the needle? Where could we try to make things better for people like you? And to me, that's where Sacramento shines, right? When they can do something good on the ground. And same with homelessness, although I have a lot of experience with homelessness because Placentia has dealt with that extensively. Mm-hmm. And been a leader on the issue in North Orange County. But you just need the right people, you know, to your point. And I'm already talking to some teachers. And it's funny, everybody has a different take on it.
Right, of course.
But I think that a lot of times what you find is if you get everybody around a table and you start talking, you kind of can narrow it to some common ground mm-hmm. where you might be able to get some unity on something that would really help everybody.
Right, and work. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. So to me, that's always the ultimate goal, right? A win-win. And it can't always happen, But we work towards that for sure.
Now, you're on an awful lot of committees right now, very busy lady. Mm-hmm. What sort of happens to that side of your sort of political career in a way? What happens to those committees when you, if you become a senator?
Yeah, so a lot of those committees are assigned to me mm-hmm. by my current city council position. All of us serve on various boards and commissions on behalf of the city. So when I win Senate, Placentia would then appoint a new city council person in my stead for the remainder of my 2 years. Mm-hmm. And that person or reorganization of the city council, they would take on those assignments. And then it's my understanding and knowledge of Sacramento that you are assigned a whole bunch of new committees. Because in Sacramento, that's how you hear public comment. That's how you discuss things with your colleagues so that things are transparent. And so it's a little bit like a city council meeting, except for it happens in committees on specific subject matters. So it'll be very similar. I don't know what my bandwidth will be for some of my nonprofit work. But I always feel like I would do that because nonprofits are so amazing and they make such a difference. So I would always want to support.
And being a businesswoman in the area, that takes an effect on your business. How mm-hmm. do you plan for something like that?
Yes. So with my business, and I'm very clear on this, so I have amazing people that work for me that help me run my business. So my customers are getting very well taken care of, and I do put in time there every week. So I'm very good at blocking my calendar. Let me put it that way. But when I go to Sacramento, that would probably take too much of a toll on my business. And so in discussions with the company that my business is with, I would probably give that up.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So... yeah, I don't want, I'm making a big sacrifice to do this.
Yeah. You're sort of saying goodbye to one baby into a new one.
Yes. But one that's worthy, mm-hmm. Of this, season of, in my life and one that I feel like I've been uniquely equipped to do. Not everybody can do this.
That's true.
It's very difficult. But when you can do it and still enjoy it, get passionate about it, not get frustrated all of the time. I don't want to say I never get frustrated. Of course I do. I'm human. but for the most part, I just find so much joy and look at this as an avenue to make the world a better place. And so I'm all in when I can do that.
Well, good for you. Yes. Good for you. Just listening to your story there, actually, as a business owner myself, that's a huge thing to give up your business to then go and do something better for the greater good. So, you know, thank you for that. And thank you for thinking that way. On another part, though, because it is a big change, how do you prepare your family for such a large change?
Yes. So my husband will be constantly adjusting to that. But of course, I talk to him first. He believes in our system of government, and so do I. And he also has watched me be a city council member for the last 6 years and be highly effective in turning things around in my city. And he hopes that I can affect change in Sacramento. And so he's willing to sacrifice with me. And fortunately, my children are grown, mm-hmm. and that was one of the reasons why I felt like I was in a season in my life, even when I ran for city council, that I didn't need to worry about my children. So my children really aren't sacrificing. They have their own lives. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty much my husband. And then, of course, financially with the business decision and all of that, I need his support for that. But he's all in. He's extremely supportive. He's excited about the prospects of me being able to contribute.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. There's nothing better than having supportive partners. Very important.
It's almost mandatory.
Yes, it is. It is. It is, isn't it? So as we, Rhonda, as we draw to a close to this end of this episode today, is there anything you'd like to share in conclusion or maybe something that we didn't touch on?
Well, I would just like to, one, thank you and the Chamber for doing this. I agree that this is just such a great way to expose the community to the different people running for office. I listened to some of the other podcasts and just really enjoyed them and got to know those candidates in a different way. I have the utmost respect, obviously, for our business community. It's what makes the economy go. And so I'm a huge proponent of that and always a supporter of chambers. But I'm also, just for the community, I'm a change agent. I was a change agent at the chamber. Mm-hmm. When we decided to expand membership and change the name. I was a change agent when I came to Placentia. And I would contend my community is in a much better place. You know, financially, we went from $49 in reserves to $15 million in reserves right. in the last 6 years. And nobody does that alone. So I acknowledge that publicly. However, there are people that can come in and move others. And I really believe I'm one of those people. And so by listening to the community, their concerns, taking those to Sacramento, and then figuring out in Sacramento how to move people in the direction that's good for the community, not for me. that is my goal, because I love to make people's lives better. And so when they tell me how I can do that, that's where I get passionate and that's where I get mission driven. And we discussed earlier, there's a common thread. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like I have my marching orders.
Oh, good for you. Well, it's been such a privilege and a pleasure having you here today. And seriously, thank you so very much for your service to our community, to Placentia, and of course to the Chamber. We wish you all the very, very best of luck. So thank you for listening to Chamber Talk. We invite you to join our email list by visiting nocchamber.com and selecting Sign Up for News at the top of the page. For more information, you can follow us at chambertalk.podbean.com.